This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sandy right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855, I'm Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Have a great weekend. I hope, safe weekend. Yeah. Got a lot of news I want to get to tonight. We're going to have retired General Paul Vallely join us in the second hour. Talk a lot about what's going on in Syria and Turkey and what have you. I mean, for real, I say. Because I'm hearing all kinds of mixed messages. I don't know about you guys, but I don't know what's true, what's not true. What's real, what's not real. I mean, NBC News was showing buildings being blown up, and you find out later on it wasn't in Syria at all. So we got a lot going on. And then I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Anybody know what today is? Anybody have a clue? Come on, somebody's going to help. Come on, sing along. You know the song.
In 1492, three ships sailed out to sea. The Nina and the Pinta and the Santa Maria. And as they sailed the stormy sea on that historic day.
Come on.
Way up in the crow's nest, you could hear Luigi say. The mythic Columbus, the predator ship around. Take me back.
That's
I
right.
To feel my two feet on.
It's Columbus Day.
Why you tell Isabella
no.
That the world is round? Police him is the Columbus, the turn of the ship around.
And listen, there are a bunch of Italian sailors. That's all I need to say, right? That's a Lou Monti. I grew up with those songs. I grew up with that guy being played around the house all the time. Joe Messina, house. But it is. It's Columbus Day. Get over it. I mean, there's a lot of good things that that the Italians did. There's a lot of good things that happened throughout all of this. It's just irritating as heck that we constantly have to tear apart our history, our real history. And the Native Americans were no, you know, powder puffs either, for lack of a better term. Anyway, to get started with this thing, today is Columbus Day. Get over it. And growing up, going to school in the 60s and 70s, right, we learned that Christopher Columbus, he discovered America. Yeah, some of you, please don't send me emails to prove that the Vikings were here first. Can we please? Basically, he proved the world was not flat, since he didn't fall off the edge. You know, I don't know how much detail came out of this. But you see, my joke has always been, throughout my years of life, think about this, only in America can an Italian set out on a boat to find India, stop off in Puerto Rico, you know, totally end up in the wrong place. And I don't know if it was Puerto Rico, but one of the islands. And what happens? We celebrate him for over 200 years. Today, Columbus Day sparks all kinds of controversy, claiming he was a hero for discovering our great land, others demonizing him for destroying the indigenous Americans' way of life. So what part of this is really true? I mean, seriously, you can't have two truths. It doesn't work that way. And we all know the truth is somewhere in the middle, right? Would you at least agree with that? I mean, He was born to a working-class wool weaver in the port city of Genoa, Italy. Christopher Colombo apprenticed as a sailor and went to sea. I wonder if he was related to Lieutenant Colombo. I don't know. Just asking. Right? He went to sea at 10 years old. He was self-taught. I mean, there's a lot. There was a lot of history behind him, right? And today, we don't go through that history. We paint a picture of him being a European white guy that just hated everybody but white people. Right? So, again, I just keep going back to, do we really believe, do we seriously believe that Columbus was the bad man they said he was? So everybody who's had an issue from now on in life, right, we have to get rid of Jefferson, we have to get rid of, we'll have to get rid of statues of Jefferson, Washington. A few years ago, the statue of Columbus in Boston's North End was vandalized with red paint and the phrase, Black Lives Matter. I grew up less than a half a mile from that. I used to climb up on that statue. In September, the Graduate Student Senate at the University of Oklahoma passed a resolution renaming Columbus Day Indigenous Peoples Day. Right now you see it all over the place now. San Francisco, Seattle, Minneapolis. A lot of places. We propose it as a day of healing, said Jesse Robbins. Are we serious? Think about what they're saying here. Columbus came in and wiped out millions of Americans, or millions of Native Americans. It's just not true. It's not a true story. I'm not going to spend a whole hour on this. It's just irritating as heck. When you look truly what the day was all about. But here's the thing. One of the things that's never talked about, because we're always afraid. The most violent era in America, on this American continent, was before the Europeans arrived. This whole mythology that Native Americans, that they were all peaceful and harmony, sitting around smoking peace pipes with funny tobacco in there. Not true. Right? It's easy to create because there's no written record. I mean, it's not like they sat there and they had a scribe that they wrote everything down. I'll put it on their computer. But archaeologists, right, they keep their own history, if you would. A new paper finds that the 20th century, with its hundreds of millions dead in wars, in the case of Germany, China, Russia, and other dictatorships, genocide was not the most violent. When we come back, you'll find out what went on this continent, in America, before we got here. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash, and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you had in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Thanks so much for just taking the time to be with us. Sign up for our email blast. Head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, and give me your email address. Or, if you prefer, we can text a message you. That's text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Happy Columbus Day. That's right. You want to have an Indigenous Persons Day? That's fine. Not today. You can have it tomorrow. How's that? I mean, heck, for some of you government workers, that'd be 2 days off with pay. Why are you upset? Anyway, seriously, I am so tired of hearing about all this stuff that's going on, all the political correctness that, you know, we've invaded this land. Well, who did the natives take it from? I mean, seriously, who'd they take it from? I mean, you know, there are pieces out there all over the place that lay out how the land was transferred, how it was violent. Bill Whittle does a great piece on who took the land from who. Because nobody just handed it over. Nobody just walked away. So who do you give it back to? How far back do you go? Right? But some archaeologists have come together and they said, you know what, enough. They look at what's going on in Russia and China, Germany, all over the world. I'm writing in the Journal of American Antiquity, Washington State University archaeologist Tim Kohler and his colleagues document how nearly 90% of human you ready for this one? Anybody taking notes? 90% of the human remains from that period had trauma and blows to either the heads or parts of their arms. These people died violent deaths. These Native Americans on these lands before we got here died violent deaths. They also have new clues to the mysterious depopulation of the northern southwest. They went from about 40,000 people in the mid-1200s to almost zero in less than 30 years. Maybe they had global warming. Maybe that's what did it. Right? No, seriously. Maybe they were lighting too many fires, you know, to cook the food. We'll have to do away with that. And then they had cows. You know they had cows, right? I'm sorry. You know what? What else am I supposed to do? You can't do anything but make fun of it. From the days that they first arrived in the Southwest 1800s, most anthropologists and archaeologists, they've downplayed evidence of violence. They don't want you to know about it. Of course they don't. Archaeologists, with one or two exceptions, have not tried to develop anything to the metric or the levels of violence through time, how the Native American acted towards each other, what they did to each other. So few of them have gotten together, and they've looked at a mix of various things like burned structures, defense site locations, and stuff like that. But it's very difficult, you know, to estimate the levels of violence. But again, if you got above 90% of the bones that are left have their skulls crushed, what do you think? I mean, I'm just taking a guess here. The guy with the high school diploma says, I'm thinking they died by the head blow. What do you think? And it wasn't just violent deaths that poke holes in how the Indians were living or the Native Americans were living in harmony. It's not true. They didn't. Look at even modern history or historians know how the Native Americans, how violent they were towards each other. A paper in the Proceedings of National Academy of Sciences, they found that the Southwest already had a baby boom between 500 and 1300 that likely exceeded any population spurt on Earth today. The northern Rio Grande also experienced population booms, but the central Mesa, they got more violent, while the northern Rio Grande was less so. So, I mean, again, were you guys taught this in high school or in history at all? Excuse me, at all? I mean, it sounds like the rationalization based on Harvard psychologist Steven Pinker's The Better Angels of Our Nature, Why Violence Has Declined. Pinker thought that what he called the gentle commerce was very important in the pacification of the world over the last 5,000 years. He said that seems to work pretty well in our records as well. From 1080 to 1130, the Chow-influenced people in southwest Colorado did well. In the mid-1100s, there were several droughts. Again, must have been global cooling warming. I mean, isn't it funny how, I'm not a researcher, I can go back and find this stuff. We've seen droughts, dry spells, you know, flooding over thousands of years. All of a sudden, it's global cooling, warming, climate, something, catastrophe. There was a severe drought, and the core of the culture fell apart. Much of the area around Chekow lost population. 1160, violence in the Central Mesa pretty much wiped them out. Not Columbus. Not white European guys that showed up out of nowhere. They did it to themselves. I mean, think about this. Where do you have to be coming from? I mean, right? Civil. How civil are you? When you're looking around you, you're wiping out everybody around you. And you're going, no big whoop. This is okay. Not a problem. They knew what they were doing. Come on, people. Why don't you learn this stuff at school? Why are they afraid to tell you, to tell us this at school? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, because then you wouldn't be able to paint the narrative that all white people are bad, nasty, disgusting human beings. Oh, I got so much coming up. I mean, seriously, guys. We've got Twitter wars going on like nobody else. We've got information coming up everywhere on Joe Biden, his son. He's decided that he has to quit or he resigned from a Chinese company he was working for. I wonder when that started. I wonder how much money he made off of that. Now we're finding out that the company he worked for out of the Ukraine, it wasn't $50,000 a month. It could have been as high as $160,000 a month. So here's why you kids, pay attention, you younger kids, you have to work really hard to help daddy become vice president. Because if you can help daddy become vice president, then you can do what Joe Biden and son and family did. Right? I mean, come on. Walk into a job that you know nothing about and make $166,000 a year. God bless. I'm Joe Biden, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina has now said he's 100% behind President Donald Trump's partnering with Congress to stop Turkish aggression in Syria. He said, quote, "I applaud his decision to work with Congress to stop Turkey's aggression in Syria through the crippling economic sanctions." He also said he had spoken to the president and this decision by President Trump will be a game changer in all the wrong ways for Turkey.
There's going to be crippling sanctions imposed by the Congress to supplement what President Trump's administration has done. We're going to send send a signal to Turkey that's unmistakable in the eyes of Erdogan and the world, and we're going to break his economy until he stops the bloodshed.
President Donald Trump also said that roughly 1,000 U.S. troops he has ordered to leave Syria will be remaining in the Middle East to prevent a resurgence of the Islamic State threat. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Oh, that was too good. I just had to let it go for a while. Joe Mastrangelo, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly, truly, truly being part of the conversation. And I really appreciate it. Okay. Today's Columbus Day. Celebrated Columbus. Columbus Day, yes. Have to use both lips and the tongue. Celebrate it any way you want to. Seriously. That's why we live in this country. Is this country great? Right? I mean, that's why we live here. The land of the free, home of the brave. I can say what I want. That's right. Whether you like it or not, I can say what I want. Gavin Newsom, I'm not going to go through the whole story now, but this guy is out of control. You talk about, and he wants to become president someday. This is like the best of the best, and he's Pelosi's, I think he's Pelosi's nephew or something like that. But even so, this guy does it. This is a dictatorship. This is not a governorship. This is, if you want to see how a true dictatorship works, if you want to see how this country would be run, should Dems have total rule? Just look at California. Driving people out, just stole $5 billion from the people, and he doesn't care. And you know the funny thing about all of this, and you won't get any traction with this, the Republicans called this when we were pushing against the gas tax. We kept saying, they've stolen it before, what's going to keep them from stealing again? And they play you guys like such fools right now. I didn't vote for them, so I'm going to say you guys. If you voted for Gavin Newsom, you were foolish. You are acting like a fool. And now, he's going to town and doing whatever he wants to do. They talk about local control. Donald Trump said he wants to get power back down to the people. That seems to be a swear word for these people. Because Gavin Newsom is working full time to take everything he can away, the power away from the people. You've got a few assembly people. I get confused because I never would have called them assembly men, assembly person. We'll say assembly people, although I would call them all assembly men. And senators backing behind things like they're trying to shut down charter schools. What's that about? Parental choice. Don't want them to have parental choice. God forbid. Now the governor has come down and said, hey, you know what? High school kids, they need more time to sleep. So you can't start high school before 8:30 or 8:45 or whatever it was in the morning. Okay? Because we want them to have a better chance in school the next day. Let me tell you something, Newsom. Maybe you forgot your drinking and drug days in high school, right? Do you really think that a teenager, if you give him 45 extra minutes to get to school, he's going to go to bed earlier? He or she? Do you think they go, oh, my God, well, thank God they finally figured out I needed 45 minutes more sleep because I couldn't figure out how to go to bed 45 minutes earlier. So they had to think for me. In California, we've taken away the exit exam. We are dumb. We are doing exactly what I've been saying for 10 years. We are dumbing down these kids so they can have total control of them. This is wrong. Kids need a challenge. The testing for testing's sake doesn't work, but the testing to find out where they're at and what they know, we didn't wipe out the test because we felt it was too tough for the kids. We wiped it out because we were failing. We wiped it out because we were doing a crappy job at training our kids. Now, this doesn't apply to every teacher in every district in the state. That's not what I'm saying. And I don't hold teachers up in a holier-than-thou scenario or in light, okay? Good teachers are good teachers. Bad teachers are bad teachers. Good administrators, bad administrators. Good school districts, bad school districts. But ultimately, if you're not willing to teach these students, challenge them, hold their feet to the fire, you're not a teacher. You're an indoctrinator. We see these kids. We hear these kids. I see these kids coming out of some of these school districts. And again, before they dropped the exit exam, I think California was in the mid-40s as one of the worst school districts in the country. We should have worked harder to make it better. We should be looking in California. They should be looking at school districts that are doing exemplary work, taking those examples and applying those to the kids. I mean, seriously, here's a state that says we want local control. However, they make sweeping changes that affect every group, every socioeconomic group. How is that giving power back to the people, back to the local school boards, back to the local governors? They don't want it. They want to be dictatorial at their end, end of discussion. They will not give up. Here anyway, the way I see it, they will not give up till they ruin the school district and get it right where they want it, which is out of the hands of the parents. Okay, I'll calm down now. Well, you know, remember how I always tell you guys that the Democrats, they hate this interweb thing. And the reason they hate it so much is because you go back and find all kinds of stories that they don't want anybody to know about. Right? They don't want anybody to know about it. Shh. Joe Biden opposed helping South Vietnamese refugees reach the U.S. in the 1970s. Right? Those refugees weren't worth it. They were running running away from true tyranny, certain death if they stayed. And Joe says, we had no obligation to help them. Democrat presidential frontrunner Joe Biden, who has denounced President Trump's efforts against Central American asylum seekers, vigorously opposed resettling, as refugees, South Vietnamese in the 70s. Some of you weren't even born in the 70s, so you don't really know what was going on. But the Washington Examiner reported last week, citing records from the administration of President Gerald Ford, that as a U.S. Senator, Mr. Biden tried to deny refuge to hundreds of thousands fleeing North Vietnamese. All right? I mean, they were ready to win. They were going to take over. And everything was going to become hardcore communist. And what did Biden say? Too bad, deal with it. Now, Biden's arguments about the refugees reverse what he said, you know, other Democrats now insist are the only moral stances. So apparently Joe was not moral in the 70s, I mean, based on his own comment. The United States has no obligation to evacuate 1 or 100,000 South Vietnamese, he said. In an April 1975 meeting at the White House with Ford, several of his top foreign policy officials, including Henry Kissinger, Mr. Biden said that he would not vote to fund evacuation of non-Americans. Isn't that sweet of him? Mr. Kissinger told Mr. Biden and others of the Senate delegation that there were anywhere from 170 to a million South Vietnamese to whom we have an obligation. But the Delaware senator said, no chance, no way, no how. He was a member of the Foreign Relations Committee. He should have understood what was going on. He said, I'll vote for any amount for getting Americans out. I don't want it mixed with the Vietnamese out, Mr. Biden said. Now, that was 2 weeks. He made those comments 2 weeks before the fall of Saigon. Ford got angry, calling such a refusal of betrayal of American values in terms, similar to what Democrats say about Mr. Trump. Right? According to the article, Ford went off and said, we opened our doors to Hungarians. Our tradition is to welcome the oppressed. Isn't this great? No, seriously. I mean, this is why they hate the internet. They hate it because you can bring up all their sins of the past. This is, if you bring this up to a Democrat, you know what they say to you? Oh, that's whataboutism. No, it's not whataboutism. If your core value was to help refugees or not help refugees in the 1970s, you have flipped. If in the 2019s you're saying, hey, we should be helping, it's what America's all about. Well, it's not what you said it was in the 70s. Have you evolved? Maybe that's what somebody needs to ask Joe, did you evolve? I can't think of any. What other thing would it be? All right, this is one of the crazy, right, segments. I can't, the Dems always say the same thing. There's no such thing as voter fraud. It's so minor, so small, unless they want to blame Republicans, right? Who's that one from Georgia who says that there were 52,000, she is the governor because there were 52,000 votes stolen from her. Why? Because it's Republicans. If you try to blame Democrats as stealing 52 votes, they go out of their minds. But a Democrat clerk was charged with altering nearly 200 midterm election ballots. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go for it.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away, so I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our cost.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thank you. All for being involved and engaged, being part of the process, part of the solution. Coming up in the next hour, if your station leaves us, ask them why. Not from me. Ask them why. And I'll tell you what, you can always grab it online, therealside.com. That's therealside.com. Okay. So the Major General, retired Major General Paul Valley will join us. I want the real scoop on what's going on in Syria. All of that stuff. Oh, yeah, there you go. I love her. Don't you love Siri? Anyway, seriously, with all the stuff that's going on and all the misinformation we're getting, you know that almost all of the news sources lean left. What makes you think you're getting a fair shake? At all, at least. You're not. Talk about that in the next hour. Democrat clerk in Michigan, who had been honored by the state party, that would be the state Democrat Party, for her work was charged this week with multiple felonies related to charges of, get ready for this, ready, altering absentee ballots. Sharika Hawkins, she was arraigned Monday in Southfield, Michigan on 6 counts related to the 2018 election, including forging public documents. You hear me? Forging public documents and misconduct in office. She was released on $15,000 bond. Now, that's according to the National Review Online. The alleged misconduct was discovered after the Oakland County Clerk's Office noticed that 193 voter files had been changed to reflect that the voters failed to include a valid signature or return date. When all of the implicated voters had in fact included both items, the county clerk's office later discovered that the original voter file's in the trash. God, how did that happen? It jumped out of the envelopes? Must have been. At an election division office. Right? Ms. Hawkins is on paid administration. Look, oh, I know she's accused of, so you can't, right? Is she going to have to pay back all that money? Ms. Hawkins is on paid administrative leave from her post as city clerk. It's out of Detroit, by the way. The Michigan Democrat Party honored Hawkins this year with the prestigious Dingle 11 Award at its annual legacy dinner in Detroit. And she was included in the Michigan Chronicle's 40 Under 40 list in 2017. Citing her LinkedIn profile, NRO noted that Ms. Hawkins had served as city clerk in nearby Pontiac in 2010. Right, that's when Democrat Gary Peters, now a U.S. Senator, narrowly won a House race over Republican Rocky Rakowski. During that Tea Party wave election, Mr. Peters won the 9th congressional seat by less than 6,500 votes. Right? Michigan Attorney General Dana Nassel and Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson said that regarding the charges against Ms. Hawkins, that no election outcomes were affected by the purported ballot tampering. How do we know? Does it take money? 6,500 votes, not a lot. Really think about it. I mean, less than 7,000 people in town. But for the most part, that's not a lot. That's not a lot. Okay. Another crazy story. This is the stuff I love the most. You know, you hear about this, everything's settled science when it comes to climate, global warming, cooling, change, something or other. I don't even know what to call it anymore because they keep changing it. Right? I mean, seriously, when you think about this, when you think about some of this, right? You always hear this is the global warming is settled science. No, no, it's global cooling. No, no, it's climate change, climate effect, climate. Just amazing. How about this? It's just the Earth. The Earth is just doing what it does. Now, you can't have a day go by without we're being warned of, you know, coastal inundation by rising seas because of global warming, which is exactly why I think that's what it is. I think Barack Obama bought that house right over, you know, $14 million home right on the ocean because when the seas rise, think about how much money he'll collect from the insurance company. Why on earth do we attribute any heating of the oceans to carbon dioxide? Right? I mean, again, you've got to listen to real scientists, not Bill Nye, the science guy. Right? I just can't stand it. Why do we attribute any heating of the oceans to carbon dioxide when there's a far more obvious culprit? And when such a straightforward examination of thermodynamics and all that, they render this impossible. Carbon dioxide, we are told, it traps heat that's been irradiated by the oceans, and this warms the oceans, and it melts the polar ice caps. Now, while this seems like it makes sense, right, it seems a plausible proposition, when you examine it a little closely, when you're a scientist and actually look at it and can explain it, there's major flaws. In a nutshell, water takes a lot of energy to heat up to start with. And air doesn't contain much. Right? We all know this. Kind of hard to breathe if the air was saturated with water. In fact, on a volume-by-volume basis, the ratio of heat capacity is about 3,300 to 1. Just follow me here. You don't have to understand all of this. This comes from a scientist, not from Joe. This means that the heat, 1 liter of water, by 1 centigrade, it would take 3,300 liters of air. That was 2% hotter, or 1 liter of air that was about 3,300 degrees hotter. This is all crazy science. Shouldn't surprise you, but if you ran a cold bath and then try to heat it by putting a dozen heaters in a room, does anyone believe that the water would ever get hot? No. How much simpler can I make it? The problem gets even worse, though, when you consider the size of the oceans. Basically, there's too much water and not enough air. Right? I can't give you this number. Right? But this is like 1.5 gabillion liters of water. In the oceans. Try heating that. How would you heat that up? How warm? If all this is going on, when you get 20 feet below water, it's still cold. Why isn't it hot and almost boiling? Again, this is why I say to you people, you have to get the facts. You can do a little bit of work on your own because you can't fight those eco nuts by simply telling them they're eco nuts. It doesn't work. You got to give them real numbers. You got to tell them where to go. You got to lay it out for them. And global warming, cooling, whatever, man-made, I should put man-made in front of it, is not real. It's fake. Just look it up. Do your own homework. It's fake. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, they keep it, the Dems definitely keep it in the family. I mean, when it comes to, you know, giving jobs to family members, you know, playing that political game, they have got it down, and Pelosi is probably one of the queens at it. So, did anybody, this went by at 100 miles an hour. I don't know if anybody picked it up and actually ran with it. But Nancy Pelosi's son was an exec at a gas company that did business, you got it, in Ukraine. Well, speaking of Nancy Pelosi's son, Paul Pelosi, he visited Ukraine in 2017 to meet with government officials in connection to a business initiative. Now, these unearthed records reveal that Paul was an executive of a gas industry company that did business in the Ukraine. His mother, Nancy Pelosi, was featured in one of the company's promotional videos. Why would she do that? I'm just curious. Paul Pelosi Jr. traveled to Kiev, Ukraine, in July of 2017 in his capacity as executive director of the Corporate Governance Initiative, a position that he accepted months earlier in February. He said that he was in the Ukraine to discuss a youth soccer partnership with the government. The American Mirror, which flagged Pelosi Jr.'s appearance, preserved a clip of Pelosi Jr. on the Ukrainian station following the video's removal. They grabbed it. See, this is why they hate you. They hate us. So he's in there to talk about soccer, but yet his meetings are with the gas companies. I guess maybe the gas companies, I got it. Look at it. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. The gas companies were probably funding or donating to or picking up the slack for those soccer teams. You see how I did that? Isn't that great? I don't know how they do this in sleep at night. They have to be cold, callous, heartless people to do this. And again, I want to be clear. I don't say this about all Dems. There's some great, great Dems. My parents, my dad, my brothers, Massachusetts Democrats. Nothing like these boneheads. Show Mussini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Retired General Paul Valley joins me in the next hour. I'm telling you. You're going to learn more about Syria and what's going on in the Middle East. And you'll get the real story, not this crazy stuff you're hearing in the mainstream media. Again, don't go far. Joe Mussini, your host. We'll be back.